Dr. Gregory Thornton will be leaving his role as Baltimore City School CEO at the end of the week. The announcement was made last night by the city school board, but WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports his departure has been in the works since the end of last year.
According to school commissioner board chair Marnell Cooper, Thornton said media scrutiny affected his ability to do his job.
And as a result, we had a discussion around that, and the discussion was about, well, if we had to separate, how would we do this? And how can we do this in the most effective way without impacting the district negatively?
Thornton has been dogged by criticism from community leaders, lawmakers, advocates, and even some school board members for a lack of communication. Cooper said they conducted the search quietly so the school system would not be distracted. He said Sonia Santelices was picked from a field of eight because of her experience and that she had impeccable credentials.
She has been able to work with districts, urban districts around the country to understand how to scale achievement in an urban district.
Santelices lectured on urban education at Harvard, led the New York City Algebra Project, a math reform program, and was an associate at an education consulting firm. This will be her second tour in the Baltimore school system, where she was chief academic officer from 2010 to 2013. She left to join the Education Trust, a nonprofit that focuses on achievement gaps in Washington. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake hopes people will focus on Santelices' excellent reputation and not on how the school board made the pick.
I don't know of any place where, you know, how the person was chosen has any impact on the outcomes for our young people in the classroom.
The mayor said she was notified by school officials of Thornton's resignation and the new hire before the announcement was made. But City Council President Jack Young said he was notified by his spokesman Lester Davis after Davis saw the news. Young said he didn't like the secrecy behind the decision.
They should have let the leaders of the city know, because number one, we get the blame for the schools. The school system is the reason why a lot of young families leave the city of Baltimore.
Cooper said the board did try to reach Young.
We contacted approximately 15 legislators, city council and state legislators last night before this announcement was made, and we attempted to contact Mr. Young as well on several occasions. However, we were unable to reach him.
State Senator Bill Ferguson said he was contacted by school officials before the announcement. He's been critical of Thornton, calling out his leadership on the Senate floor. In addition to philosophical disagreements on who makes better decisions for students, Ferguson said Thornton was more focused on operations and budget management than academic achievement.
You know, when we empower school communities, they tend to do great things. And so Dr. Thornton's approach was more about centralizing decision making and bringing things up to the central office.
However, Ferguson praised Thornton's commitment to children and credited the school board for taking action to move forward.
The work ahead is incredibly important, and we need to have urgency around it. And I'm excited to see the new CEO, Dr. Santelices, take the helm in July.
For her part, Santelices says she was really excited about returning to Baltimore and encouraged about where the school system is positioned.
I think there is a great opportunity for us to really be able to demonstrate what it looks like for an urban system to really successfully move all of its young people to levels of growth and achievement.
Santelices says she will begin talking to teachers, community leaders, and everyone who has a stake in the school system as she prepares to take over this summer. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.